Hello everyone, how are you doing? Hope this day finds you well. In this episode of the Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast, we will be talking about new beginnings. And I did a post on one of my social media sites about welcoming this new season of spring and how it is a time of new beginnings. New seeds are being planted. New things are growing. It's a new season. New thoughts, new ideas, new mindsets, new beginnings. And then it reminded me of how we first started out in the beginning of this year. Everyone was so gung-ho about it being a new year and a time of refreshing. And it still is. It's still the beginning of the year. And there's still a lot more growth and potential that is available for this year. So let's not give up on that. But with this new season, we went from a season of where it was cold and it wasn't as warm or welcoming. And there were a lot of days that were dark and dreary. But now there's this new season. The sun is out. The sun is shining. It's bright. It's new. It's you're aware of the flowers that are blossoming and blooming in this new season, just like the potential for in our businesses and in our relationships and our associations with people. Excuse me. We can always keep those relationships revived and revitalized if we put forth a little bit of effort, as well as revamping some things for our business. If we introduce new ideas or bring in someone maybe that has a fresh perspective, and then we can maybe see, okay, from a different lens, or a different perspective, we can see, okay, maybe this is how I can tweak this or tweak that and help my business be successful. Or I could maybe communicate a little bit more effectively or listen more or compromise a little bit instead of being so set in our ways in our relationships. And maybe that little tweak in your relationship or showing a little bit more love, sowing a little bit more love and planting seeds of positivity and love towards your spouse or your mate, just those little things can also help renew and revamp your relationship. So in my thinking, and I do a lot of thinking, a few thoughts came to mind regarding this new season, a season of growth and refreshing and beginnings. And I was thinking, you know, when we don't necessarily have our mindset focused on the right things, we're entertaining things in our lives, whether it's in our mind or heart or spirit, things or thoughts, excuse me, different attitudes and mindsets and beliefs that are very harmful, not only, you know, to our own thought process, but sometimes these thoughts and mindsets can transfer to our relationships and the way we view our relationships and the way we view people and the way we view our business. And when we are not connected and we're not, let's say, careful of our mindset and our thoughts, these negative thoughts and opinions and attitudes can take root and they can dwell there and they can grow. And maybe this isn't beneficial to growth. Well, not maybe. I know it's not beneficial for growth if we're thinking of negative thoughts about our relationships and ourselves and family and our business and other people, and then it will have a negative impact on how we relate to all of these different things. But when we change our mindset a little bit, change our way of thinking and think maybe more positively, try to find the good in the situation, when we sow good seeds, or plant good seeds, and we start on a try to make sure our foundation is deeply rooted, but it's planted in fertile soil, I think there is a great potential for growth. And I'm reminded of the scripture in Psalms where it says, Psalms 1 and verse 3, it says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And just as the roots that are planted by the water, the roots are so deeply planted that even when the water comes near that soil, it's planted so much that it's not going to be uprooted easily. Just like if we're not firmly planted in our faith, if the plants or seeds that we plant are not firmly rooted or planted in the soil, when you water it, those seeds are going to come up. Or just like we're not deeply planted in our faith, then when the storms come, when the situations or circumstances come our way, if we're not deeply rooted in our faith, you know, it can throw us for a loop, you know, and some things, you know, some people don't recover from. So my point, I guess, today is what I wanted to pass along is be so deeply grounded in your faith and that the fertile soil that you have planted your, like the fertile soil you've planted your seeds in, that you will not be moved, you will not be shaken, you will not be uprooted, just like that tree. We need to make sure that our faith is so strong that it's unshakable, unmovable, that we are believing for the best in our lives, in our career, in our finances, in our business, in every area of our lives, that our faith is so deeply rooted and planted that we won't be shaken, we won't be tossed and turned to and fro, and that we will be able to, you know, I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm going to still keep my faith. I'm still going to keep my hope. I'm still going to have my joy, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance is. So that's what I kind of wanted to pass along to you today. And hopefully this little nugget or tidbit of inspiration helped you out today. And if it did, just call in and let us know what your thoughts are, if you agree or disagree. We can have a discussion about it. So I hope all of you are having a lovely evening or lovely day, whatever time this podcast hits you or whatever time you're listening and tuning in. I just hope that you are all thriving in this new season and that you are sowing good seeds and planting good seeds. And what I mean by that is words that we speak, the thoughts that we think in our mind and what we are feeling in our spirit, and then the things and the words that we say out of our mouths, what we speak over ourselves, what we speak over our children, what we speak over our families, what we speak over our business, our finances, what we speak over our marriages. Speak positive, speak life over each and every one of those areas. Can you do that? That would be awesome. So I hope you will take this message in stride and maybe put some action behind it and let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you again for tuning in. This is the Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast, where we talk about marriage, parenting, and relationships. Thank you for tuning in. Stay well and be blessed.